share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Datuk Seri Tengku Adnan Tengku Mansur, better known as Ku Nan, has been found guilty of receiving RM 2 million in bribes during his service as the Federal Territories Minister. Turkini. Hakim Makama Tinggi Kuala Lumpur Depati Bekas Menteri Tengku Adnan Tengku Mansur Bersala Kes Rasua RM 2 Juta. pic.twitter.com/8yerskia8h. Mode Redzuan Abdul Manap at Redzuan News MPB, December 21, 2020. The High Court announced the sentence on the Barisan Nasional (BN) Secretary General this morning, the 21st of December, under Section 165 of the Penal Code, a day after the Putrajaya MP celebrated his 70th birthday. The former minister was accused of receiving a total of RM 2 million from ASET Kayama's SDNBHD AKSB Managing Director Tan Sri Chai Kin Kong during his term, as said by reports from the Edge Markets. He allegedly received the amount from a Hong Leong Islamic Bank check that was deposited on 14 June 2016 into a CIMB bank account owned by Tadmansory Holdings SDNBHD, which Ku Nan has an interest in and was said to be associated with his official duties. Further details of the sentence have yet to be announced, but Section 165 of the Penal Code carries a jail term of up to 2 years or a fine, or both, upon conviction. Just yesterday, around 10,000 guests attended the drive-through wedding reception of Ku Nan's son at Dataran Putrajaya, and netizens were outraged that such a large-scale event was allowed to happen during a pandemic. What do you guys think of this? Also read, 10,000 guests attend Ku Nan's son's drive-through wedding reception in front of the Palace of Justice. Source, SCMP. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.